The Albinism Fellowship is a positive and sociable volunteer-run organization that aims to provide information, advice, and support for people with albinism and their families. And this Saturday is quite a special day. And to tell me more, I'm joined now by Karina Lang from the Albinism Fellowship. Hi, Karina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. We're a bit busy just preparing for International Albinism Awareness Day, which is happening this Saturday.
So obviously, the lockdown has happened, which kind of threw a wrench into usual celebrations of the day. So how did you adapt this year?
So usually what we do is we have a family barbecue in London, and we invite everybody. Generally tends to be people from London, but everyone is welcome. And we have a big barbecue, and it's just about giving people a space and a chance to get together and talk. Sometimes it's their first one, and sometimes they're repeat offenders, so to speak. It's just a chance for everyone to get together. But obviously this year, due to COVID, that's not possible. So we've decided to do a series of online sessions via Zoom. So we've got four sessions. We've got one which is aimed at our teenagers with albinism, just to give them a space and a forum to talk to each other. We then got a session for newly diagnosed parents. So this is for anyone who's just found out their child has got albinism. And that's going to be a very open, free form session with just people asking questions, because it can be quite nerve wracking finding out you have a child with albinism. We're then also going to do a session about school and sending your kids to school, whether that's going on to secondary school or what support you can get for your child in school. So that's going to be another session. And then the final session of the day is going to be for adults with albinism. So we're going to enjoy a virtual beverage. So people bring their beverage of choice onto Zoom. We're encouraging people to change their backgrounds on Zoom to whatever drinking location they would like. And then it's just, again, going to be a conversation about life with albinism. And there'll probably be some stories about getting lost with the new queuing systems during COVID. I for sure have definitely stood in the wrong place because things are so different. But that's what our plan is. So it should be quite exciting. We've never done anything virtually before, as I think many people before COVID. So it's exciting times.
Do you think this is going to affect how your organization works in the future? Do you see more virtual content and virtual meetings?
I think it's definitely something we're going to have to consider. In some respects, it's fantastic because it means people who are further afield, so like the really far parts of Cornwall or the really highlands of Scotland, it means that they can connect with people who are not necessarily on their doorstep. So there's definitely got to be a way that we integrate virtual events. But we're still planning to have our conference in 2021, October 2021, assuming COVID passes or we find a new norm. But we will definitely somehow link virtual into that somehow, whether it's post and everyone can access stuff or we do live sessions. It's all yet to be decided, but it's a very brave, new, exciting world.
And it's nice to see everyone connecting despite obviously the restrictions and the lockdown. But personally, why do you think this day is important?
So I think it helps just to raise the profile of people with albinism. So in my life, I've talked to many people about albinism, and many people will go, "Oh, you've got white hair," and they will instantly know that is a person with albinism, or often referred to as albino. But what they won't necessarily know is that alongside having the pale skin and the white hair often is very poor eyesight. And so having a day dedicated to International Albinism Awareness means that we can put that at the forefront of people's minds, so that people can associate the fact that we have pale skin and white hair with the fact that we also necessarily have poor eyesight as well. So it's just a chance to raise the profile and make people aware. And it also just gives us a nice chance to connect with other people as well.
Amazing. And finally, if I wanted to take part in any of the online virtual events you're doing, where can I find more information about them?
So we have a website which you can visit, and in there should be all the information about our upcoming events. Because we want the Zoom events to still be intimate and give people a chance to talk, we are limiting it to 20 people. So we're opening it up to members first, but by the time this goes live, anyone, if there's spaces available, should be able to attend. So for more information about attending our virtual events or for any future events that we might do, including the Albinism Fellowship Conference, or to become a supporter, just visit our website, which is www.albinism.org.uk.
Karina Lang from Albinism Fellowship, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.